Wednesday, August 12, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 49, verses 7 through 22. Concerning Edom, thus says the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Has her wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time when I punished him. If grape gatherers came to you, would you not leave gleaming? If thieves came by night, would they not destroy only enough for themselves? But I have stripped Esau bare. I have uncovered his hiding places, and he is not able to conceal himself. His children are destroyed, and his brothers, and his neighbors, and he is no more. Leave your fatherless children, I will keep them alive, and let your widows trust in me. For thus says the Lord, if those who did not deserve to drink the cup must drink it, will you go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished, but you must drink. For I have sworn by myself, declares the Lord, that Bozrah shall become a horror, a taunt, a waste, and a curse, and all her cities shall be perpetual waste. I have heard a message from the Lord, and an envoy has been sent among the nations. Gather yourselves together and come against her, and rise up for battle. For behold, I will make you small among the nations, despised among mankind. The horror you inspire has deceived you, and the pride of your heart, you who live in clefts of the rock, who hold the height of the hill. Though you make your nest as high as the eagles, I will bring you down from there, declares the Lord. Edom shall become a horror. Everyone who passes by it will be horrified and will hiss because of all its disasters. As when Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring cities were overthrown, says the Lord, no man shall dwell there, no man shall sojourn in her. Behold, I am a lion coming up from the jungle of the Jordan against a perennial pasture. I will suddenly make him run away from her, and I will appoint over her whomever I choose. For who is like me? Who will summon me? What shepherd can stand before me? Therefore hear the plan that the Lord has made against Edom, and the purposes that he has formed against the inhabitants of Teman. Even the little ones of the flock shall be dragged away. Surely their fold shall be appalled at their fate. At the sound of their fall the earth shall tremble. The sound of their cry shall be heard at the Red Sea. Behold, one shall mount up and fly swiftly like an eagle, and spread his wings against Bozrah. And the heart of the warriors of Edom shall be in that day like the heart of a woman and in her birth pains. The Lord judges the nations. Jeremiah's oracle against Edom reminds us that no nation, people, or earthly wisdom can stand before the judgment of God. Edom trusted in its own wisdom and secure dwelling places, but the Lord exposed every refuge built apart from him. Human strength, cleverness, wealth, and earthly security ultimately fail when God calls sinners to account. Yet this warning also directs us to the greater refuge God provides. We cannot hide from his judgment by our own righteousness. Our only shelter is the mercy of God given in Christ. At the cross, Jesus bore the judgment that our sins deserve. The one who had every right to condemn sinners instead became the condemned one for us. He was forsaken so that we might be received as God's own. Therefore, do not put your confidence in what the world calls secure. Take refuge in Christ crucified and risen. His cross is the sure refuge for sinners. Amen.